Alex Rea calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes, but I'm fine. You don't have to. What are you doing?
We are doing a poll, sir.
A
do you
poll?
Approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's performance as a president?
I approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove Glenn Youngkin's job performance as a governor?
Disapprove.
Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or on the wrong track?
Right track.
Thank you. Would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or on the wrong track?
They're on the right track.
Thank you. Politically, do you feel that Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Yes.
How would you rate Virginia public school system? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
It depends on where you're at.
The public school in Virginia.
Right. They're, what were the options again?
Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Would you say that things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or on the wrong track?
You broke up, I'm sorry.
No worries. Would you think that things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate the public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill?
A bit.
A great deal, moderate amount, or only a little?
A moderate amount.
Thank you. Supporter says it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponent says it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
I will oppose.
Thank you. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success account? Much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely?
Someone less likely.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school that they are not zoned for?
They should.
Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
They should.
Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
They should have all access.
Thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana. I'm sorry, proliferation of the marijuana, black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
I would still oppose it.
Okay. In Virginia, does create a legal market to, In Virginia, does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
They should if they're going to do it.
Okay, do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as females to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
I'll repeat that.
Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as a female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
I oppose that.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their children is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I approve that.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental right to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Approve.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
Repeat that again, please.
Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming minor child preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
Oppose. I'm sorry, approve.
Oh, okay. No worries. Now, I'd like you to ask some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care of substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that the access to care in my community is good? There is moderate access to care in my community? Or the access to care in my community is inadequate?
It's inadequate.
Thank you. Right now, Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority?
A medium priority.
Thank you. One idea that has been offered in a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
What were the options again?
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. I'd like you to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
And it includes $9 million to support mental health care, patient transportation to relieve the burden of police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Also, it includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely. How long are you, is this going to end soon?
Yes, sir. We're almost done. We are on the 75%. Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you will now support or oppose.
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Virginia public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees on that right?
They should.
Thank you. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information like home, phone address, email to union organizers?
Oppose that.
Okay, should not. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than 1/5 of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of the support in an election?
Approve of that.
Okay. Once a union is formed, it can be placed for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
They should.
And in 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
Repealing it or
repealing.
I oppose repealing it.
Okay. Federal tax reductions are indexed for inflation, so the taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves. Their income's higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index estate tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
It should.
In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent?
More independent right now.
Okay. Your age is between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Hispanic Latino.
Thank you. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
No.
And the last one, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or other?
Mail.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, sir. This concludes our survey. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.